Let's go back to this concept of finding a new normal. This is this Reynolds Price concept. How practically do you find a new normal? How do you figure out when ill, when to go back to work? If you're going to go back to work, how do you make the decision? Well, maybe I ought to have a temporary or maybe a longer period retirement. How do you go about that whole thinking process?
I think you have to consider your body, your illness. I think you need to talk with your physician. I think you need to talk with your family. I know one patient who was also taking care of her ill mother, and she decided that between that stress and time commitment and her full-time job, that the best thing for her health would be to retire, and she did. Other people may decide to go on disability. But I think you have to see what's going to work for you and what's really important in your life. One woman said, I know that with disease, it's going to limit my life somewhat. So with the time I have left, how do I want to spend it? What's most important to me? And that's a question that you need to ask. If you have to work, then try to work it in your job so that it's doable for you, or you may consider changing careers or do something part-time.
How do you help your spouse find the new normal when one person has a chronic illness, or especially a relapsing and remitting one? The spouse also must find a new normal. What's the way that you have figured out to get your spouse, or suggest others to get their spouses to help them, not to feel pity, but yet to be there when they're needed to support them? So many issues around spousal new normal.
I think the first thing that patients need to think about is that it is okay to accept help. It doesn't mean that you're a weak person. And people who are around someone who is ill, that's what they want to do. They want to help. And I think letting people help you, letting a spouse help you, is important. You don't have to do this alone. It's impossible to do alone. And I think, you know, getting over that hurdle of, well, I don't want to bother somebody. He's busy. I don't feel like I can ask him that. You need to understand that helping is something that helps not only you, but the person who wants to help you. I think in terms of a new normal, I think that it's learning to compromise together. It's learning to say, well, gosh, it would be great if we could do A, B, and C, but, you know, maybe I could do A with you, and then you could do B, and maybe I could join you for C. It's working out what's going to keep you in your best condition, but also keeping that relationship strong and viable.
It doesn't just apply to the spouse. It also applies to kids, to children of especially of moms who are ill. It seems that persistent worry that the mom won't be there for the kid, they won't be able to participate in whatever activity they were normally able to participate in. It seems as though parents need to give themselves permission to perhaps be a little less frenetic and get to some events, but not necessarily all. The goal needs to be for the kid to see the parent as they grow up over time, not necessarily for each individual activity that the parent would normally go to. That's probably, from what I've observed, one of the biggest new normals, the guilt of the parent not being able to participate in all the kid's activity, and the fear of the child that their parent isn't necessarily going to make it. And how come mom or dad isn't able to be here? Or how the more worrisome thing actually in adolescent kids is the concern of why is this happening to my parent? Why isn't it happening to somebody else's parent? and actually the anger that goes along with that, especially in adolescent children of whose parent has this disease. I've encouraged that adolescent to get counseling very early on.
One patient told me that her child was supposed to read to her. Her daughter was supposed to read to her at night. And there were nights when she was just so exhausted she couldn't do it. So she had her daughter call her mother, well, her grandmother. And that was how the reading got done at night. It was a way to get it done, but that way the patient didn't have to do it. But she could sit there with her daughter while it was going on.
And if it's not a member of a related family, that's a great thing for a friend to come and do. Just being there in certain extent at important times and then knowing when to leave are useful things as well.